McClellan arrived at the east bank of Antietam Creek that afternoon with an enormous army train that stretched over 50 miles of road. He saw no need to hurry. Setting up his headquarters at a farm in Keedysville, northeast of Sharpsburg, McClellan spent the rest of the day and all of September 16th tending to paperwork, scouting the lower Antietam, and laboriously laying out his men and guns on the east side of the creek to attack Lee on his high ground. The delay gave Lee the opportunity to bring his force at Sharpsburg up to 40,000 men, still less than half the number McClellan was assembling for the battle the next day. McClellan made only a half-hearted effort to reconnoiter Lee's positions before sending his marching orders the night of September 16th for the next day's battle. Pinkerton had joined one cavalry party that rode across Antietam Creek and discovered only several Confederate artillery batteries being shifted. As he rode back across the creek, hidden rebel cannon opened fire, wounding several of the cavalrymen and killing the sorrel Pinkerton had been riding. "I narrowly escaped with my life," he later wrote. Lafayette Baker sent John Odell, his chubby former Cleveland cop, to Sharpsburg to snoop around McClellan's camp in civilian clothes. It was later claimed that Lincoln had asked for Odell to be his eyes there, but there was no evidence that was the case. Baker on his own seemed to have ordered this spy mission, which accomplished nothing. In a bloody cornfield north of Sharpsburg, at a corpse-clogged, sunken road southeast of Dunker Church, past one of the stone bridges across Antietam Creek, McClellan and Lee, on September 17th, threw division after division against each other in some of the hardest fighting of the war. Men exchanged murderous musket volleys standing up just 250 yards apart. Chaos and confusion took charge. Shouted commands went unheard in the cacophony of fire. Battle smoke became so thick, nothing could be seen save for waving regimental flags. Rebel yells were met by Indian war whoops from Yankees. Soldiers fought at times like madmen, led by some officers grown drunk, swilling whiskey for courage. McClellan, who slept through the first dawn attacks he ordered, sent his forces off in driblets uncoordinated.